Random House Audio presents Lucia Lucia by Adriana Trigiani. Read for you by Mira Sorvino. From her window, Kit Cinetti can see absolutely everything that happens on Commerce Street. The name doesn't really suit the street. It should be called Winding Trail, or Lavender Lane, or Rue de Gem. Greenwich Village doesn't get any more enchanting than this at night, with the puddles of blue light around the roots of old trees that grow a few feet apart on either side of the street, or any lovelier by day when the sun bakes the connecting row houses, none more than four stories high, some festooned in ivy, a few white clabbered with black licorice trim, and one storefront so old that the brick facade has faded from maroon to pale orange. This is the ideal home for a playwright. Clusters of buildings filled with stories and people whose quirks play out with small-town regularity. Every morning, Kit sits in the window while her coffee brews and witnesses the same scene. A petite woman with shocking red hair walks a Great Dane as tall as she is, and as they turn the corner, she yanks the leash and he leaps into the air, setting off the car alarm in the Chevy Nova. On the opposite corner, a bald accountant in a suit the color of a Tootsie Roll emerges from his basement apartment, looks up at the sky, takes a deep breath, and hails a cab. Finally, the superintendent from the apartment building across the street comes out of the foyer, hops on his stripped-down bike, essentially two wheels connected by a coat hanger, throws a broom over his shoulder, and rides off, looking very World War II Italy. There is a loud knock at the door. Kit is expecting her landlord and super, Tony Sartori, to stop by and unclog her sink for the 10th time this year. The tenants have never seen a professional anybody, plumber, electrician, painter, with actual tools work in the building. Everything in this building, from the wiring to the gas to the pipes, is fixed by Tony.